Hello and welcome to An Image is Worth a Thousand Words. My name is Rob, and don't forget to check out the rest of my blog posts on my website at robhextall.com. Hello, and here is this week's question. Can KISS and ABBA avatars revolutionize concerts? Before you start, check that you understand this vocabulary. Pause the video to make sure that you understand everything. When I took this week's photo at the Askena Rock Festival in 2010, I was fulfilling a promise I had made myself as an angry 14-year-old, to see KISS, one of my favourite rock bands at the time, live in concert one day. At the time, my parents had told me that I was too young to travel alone to a nearby city, especially if it was to see fire-breathing, blood-spitting shock rockers with ridiculous face paint. I pointed out that I intended to go with a friend and that his parents had no problem, but my mom dug her heels in, and it wasn't until 27 years later, when my old friend flew over to the Basque Country for the Askena Rock Festival, that I finally got to see my childhood heroes in action. Fast forward 14 years, and the flamboyant band has called it a day on recording albums and touring the world. But following in the footsteps of other artists such as Bruce Springsteen and Bob Dylan, it has sold the rights to its music in a deal worth over 300 million euros. This specific deal is a little special, however, as Pop House, the Swedish entertainment company founded by ABBA's Björn Ulvaeus, has also bought the group's brand, likeness and intellectual property, which will allow the Swedish firm to create AI-generated content in the future. Pop House plans to use the deal to create a live music show featuring avatars of the members of KISS. It will be similar to the highly successful ABBA Voyage, the show that features digital versions of the members of ABBA playing their hit songs. Pop House stated that its mission was to fill KISS's vision of becoming immortal while unlocking new audiences and revenue streams by breathing new life into their characters and personas. KISS is renowned for prolifically branding products. Co-founder Gene Simmons once claimed that the band's name was on thousands of products, everything from coffee to condoms and even coffins. Pop House is the lead investor in the pioneering show ABBA Voyage. After a string of hits in the 1970s, ABBA disbanded in 1982, but their music continued to sell strongly, and after it was used in the long-running stage music and subsequent blockbuster film, the band reformed in 2016 to develop a digital avatar concert concept. A new album was released in 2021, and the ABBA Voyage virtual concert show was launched in 2022. Virtual avatars depict the band as they appeared in 1979, with vocals that have been re-recorded by the group, accompanied by a live instrumental band on stage. The concerts are held in the ABBA Arena, a purpose-built venue in London. The digital versions of ABBA were created with motion capture techniques by the visual effects company Industrial Light and Magic. The choreography is based on the band members' real movements, but captured from younger body doubles. The project is one of the most expensive live music experiences in history, with a reported budget of $175 million. Shock rock band KISS was founded in 1973 and quickly became renowned for spectacular live performances and iconic costumes and face paint. Each band member had a specific persona. The demon, the star child, the spaceman, and the catman. The band produced classic hard rock hits such as Rock and Roll All Night and Love Gun. In 1983, the members appeared without face paint for the first time and enjoyed a resurgence. This was known as their unmasking. They later remasked in the late 1990s. The band has sold over 100 million records over the past 50 years, and the Avatar show is planned to launch in 2027. Some fans have accused Kiss of selling their soul to the devil to achieve immortality in the digital world. But perhaps the most famous band that seemingly gets sympathy from the devil is the Rolling Stones. 60 years after they first came together, the Rolling Stones released an album with new material in 2023 and will spend the spring and summer of 2024 touring sold-out stadiums across North America. When 80-year-old Keith Richards was asked why the band hadn't yet sold its rights to anyone, his answer was quite simple. "You only think about selling your catalogue when you think you're getting too old to carry on." Let's chat about the picture and those ideas. Number one, describe the picture in as much detail as possible. What are the fans and the musician thinking? Number two, what has been your favourite live concert up to now? Do you think you'll ever see anything better? Number three, do you think digital avatar concerts will revolutionise the music industry, or is it just a passing fad? Number four, do you think the concept of creating AI-generated content of deceased artists is ethical? Why? Why not? Number five, would you like to see modern music stars interact with the deceased or retired artists in future concerts? And here's a quick activity for you. You have been asked to organise a concert for an international charity. Which bands will you get in touch with? Explain how each band would contribute to making the show a success. The target audience, the type of music, etc. Thank you for watching. I hope this was useful. Have a great day, a great week, and an absolutely fabulous weekend. Bye.